The Cinderella Deal by Jennifer Cruzy, narrated by Susan Boyce. Chapter 1. The storm raged dark outside. The light in the hallway flickered, and Lincoln Blaze cast a broad shadow over the mailboxes, but it didn't matter. He knew by heart what the card on the box above his said. Daisy Flattery, Apartment 1B. Stories told, ideas illuminated. Unreal, but not untrue. Link frowned at the card, positive it didn't belong on a mailbox in the dignified old house he shared with three other tenants. That was why he'd rented the apartment in the first place. It had dignity. Link liked dignity, the way he liked calm and control and quiet. It had taken him a long time to get all of those things into his life and into one apartment. Then he'd met his downstairs neighbor. His frown deepened as he remembered the first time he'd seen Daisy Flattery in the flesh, practically hissing at him as he shooed a cat away from his rebuilt black Porsche, her dark, frizzy hair crackling around her face like lightning. Later sightings hadn't improved his first impression, and the memory of them didn't improve his mood now. She wore long dresses in electric colors, and since she was tall, they were very long. And she was always scowling at him, her heavy brows drawn together under that dumb blue velvet hat she wore pulled down around her ears even in the summer. She looked like somebody from Little House on the Prairie on acid, which was why he usually took care to ignore her. But now, staring down at the card on her mailbox, appropriately backlit by the apocalyptic storm, he knew there was a possibility he might actually have to get to know her. And it was his own damn fault.